that time of the month again, everybody. Welcome to the Health and Wellness Hour here on cityofangelsradio.com. And as you could tell, my other host, he's missing in action. I know.
We've had this happen before.
I know. And that's Art Ackerman, our engineer that makes it all work every single week.
Hello, hello, hello.
And then we also have Rich Shalanda, our musical director.
Hello.
And you're here. And you used to be the one that was always missing in action.
That streak may not be over yet, although I am here today.
Well, Danny, you know, he's missing. If we find you, all the better. Let me not find you on a post office wall, Danny. I'll give it to you really good. But we're all here gathered around today because we are here for a very special guest that came all the way from New York City in Gramercy Park. And we would like to bring you all health and awareness with Dr. Sawney. Yay. Welcome to the show.
We're very happy to be here.
Yes, and you are Irving Place Surgery and Wellness Center, but you also have a new project going on that we're going to love to talk about in a few minutes. And if you'd like to call into the show at any time, you could do so by dialing 609-241-7103. That's 609-241-7103. We would love to hear from you. So,
I would call, but I'm right here.
You would call?
I would.
Well, you know what's funny?
What?
Is that on our shows, there's a gentleman that calls Danny.
Oh.
That I'd love to see if he calls the show. I think his name...
Oh, George.
George. Oh, you know, from Rock on Radio, right? He always calls on... And Rock on Radio is syndicated here every Tuesday night. So if you listen to that show... there's a gentleman named George that is really enamored.
With Danny Coleman.
With Danny Coleman, exactly.
Well, we all are. Maybe not as much as George is. But there's a reason why George is enamored with Danny Coleman. We won't get into that.
We won't get into that on this show, but, you know, you could tune into Rock on Radio. But what I really would love to do is, I found you extremely interesting when I've heard about you. You have your hands in so many different things. And what I like is that you almost bring East meets West medicine that deals with addiction and recovery.
Yes.
And pain management.
Yes.
And mental disorders.
Absolutely.
And what I want to know is a little bit about you. How did you get into all this? What made you start your own surgery and wellness center? And and now I'd love to hear about your new project as well.
Yeah, I mean, when I grew up in Los Angeles, we were somewhat isolated. We're probably one of the only Indian families.
Meet Mike.
One of the only Indian families in all of Los Angeles. And that kind of, you know, struck a note with me. And as I grew up, I started looking at Indian mythology and mysticism and wondering what it really meant. So I caught a plane. I went to medical school. And after I got back, I had this piquing interest about finding out about mysticism and Indian, the Vedas and the Upanishads. After having read them, I really developed a strategy. Went to Mount Sinai for my fellowship residency, and thereafter I decided I was going to do pain management. And since that time, I've always worked with the Ayurvedic premise that getting better doesn't mean taking a medication oftentimes. It means changing your perception, changing the way you function. It's really about your spirituality and how you can further enhance that spirituality. So now we utilize tools which were not available before, turmerics, brummies, ashwagandhas, and we encompass that with a state-of-the-art technology. So if somebody has a substance abuse problem, they'll come to us, which would be Dr. Bienenfeld and myself and the entire team, and we'll walk them through the entire program, which means starting them with a ketamine infusion or with whatever means it means to detoxify them. Once they're detoxified, we place them on an Ayurvedic protocol, we place them on Probuphine, we place them on Suboxone. But this is probably the only program in the nation which encompasses a psychiatrist, a pain management specialist,
Ayurvedic
principles, and medical principles which are not available to substance abusers.
Yes.
That's very important. It's a full program. program. You know, you're not just targeting one thing. You have a whole entire team.
Well, we have an entire team. We have a meditation program. We have a yoga program. But more importantly, we have a detoxification program. And then we maintain people into this state of mind. So it's really a state of well-being that can only be achieved if you've gotten through the initial hump. And we get you through that hump.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have our first caller that's calling into the show. Okay. Hello. Good evening. Welcome to City of Angels Health and Wellness Hour. Who are we speaking to? Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Who are we speaking to?
It's Dr. Scott Biedenthal.
Ah.
Great.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in and inform us all about your projects at the new recovery spot that we're going to start talking about. But what I'd like to do, Scott, if you could just take a moment. Dr. Sawney was talking about how he was able to initiate getting into all of this. Can you tell us a little bit about you and your background and what prompted you to join this team and to facilitate?
Yeah, sure. My connection's not the best for some reason, but can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Excellent. So I'm an addiction psychiatrist in New York and New Jersey. And I've been working with Dr. Ramesh Sawney, and we've really developed a strategy to treat people suffering from really any issues related to pain, addiction, and mental health, because it really turns out that a lot of these things run together, and there's been a big push to deal with all these problems on their own, and they all sort of exacerbate each other, and that's really been our mission as of late.
Okay. So if somebody, for instance, we have a program here at City of Angels, and what's really nice is that everything that is donated to City of Angels, 100% of those proceeds go to the families for the recovery, for environmental, for education, things like that. Mm-hmm. So if somebody had a problem and they came to you, how would you start working with somebody? Like, can you go through the process? Like, if I was to walk into your office today, you know, what would we do?
Well, first thing we do is, you know, Scott and I and the entire team, which encompasses about 6 to 10 people at any particular time, we would sit you down, find out what your issues are, whether they be mental health issues, substance abuse, anxiety-related disorders. And if you had, let's say, for example, if you had a substance abuse problem, after talking to you and discovering how we can best benefit you, we'd screen test you, and we'd put you directly into the program thereafter if you need it. Not all people need it. This is an outpatient program because our philosophy is that people shouldn't live in a bubble. You know, you should be exposed to the environment that you are on a daily basis, and that's how you can further enhance your well-being, because you're not changing the parameters or the dynamics of your normal life. So let's say you come in and we assign you a coach, and the coach stays with you or lives with you, or you elect to do a, you know, a strict outpatient program. You'll also be given Suboxone or other medications, and then you'll be walking through a very spiritual journey, which encompasses some of the 12-step program with the coaches, but further enhances it because we work with Swami Satchananda's program. So there's yoga and there's meditation.
That's fantastic.
It's extremely, this is a 5,000-year-old tradition, and Swami Satchananda has been there since the 1960s. He's long since passed away, but this program is like Yogananda's program.
Yes.
It's truly a place where everybody can go. Irrelevant. It has nothing to do with religion. It has everything to do with your spirituality.
Yes.
And we just provide you with the medical tools to make sure you can achieve that goal.
Yes.
And then put you in a very spiritual plane.
Wow.
And it's a constant spiritual plane. So once
it gets inside of you, right?
It gets inside of you. It's already there.
Yeah.
It just, you need to become aware of who you are spiritually before you can pass through all these journeys that you really need to get to. And
right.
Everybody has to get through this journey because it's a torturous road. As we get older, we tend to realize how all these things have affected our lives, our stress, you know, the people that we're around, you know, all the negativity.
Yes.
And we want to convert that into a level of positivity.
That's wonderful.
You know?
And it's also teaching people, like, lifestyle changes.
Oh,
along
dramatic
with this
lifestyle changes.
That's,
you know, lifestyle changes that are acceptable to people.
Correct.
Not that we're forcing it to anybody, but that we're allowing people to develop their own inner being.
Right.
So, yeah, it's truly a spiritual program, a program of enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
and it's taught by people in the meditative sector and the yoga sector who have a proven track record. So
okay.
there's nothing novel about our program, but we took as the best of all the knowledge that exists in the world, our own personal experiences, Dr. Bienenfeld's and my experiences, the entire team, and put it into one facility, knowing that it's probably the only facility in the world which allows you to have medical advances, psychological advances, spiritual advances,
yes.
and makes you into the person that you always wanted to
right.
be.
Yeah. Wow.
And I've seen your facility, and it is state-of-the-art. It's cutting-edge, actually, when
yes.
you're in there, and
yep.
it's absolutely fantastic. If you're just tuning in, this is the Health and Wellness Hour. I'm your host, Marianne Costello. Danny Coleman is missing this evening. We have our musical director, Rich Shalanda.
Yes.
And our engineer, Art Ackerman.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And we have our very special guest, Dr. Sawney, and Dr. Bienenfeld, who's called in and on the show and waiting patiently. Can you hear me, Dr. Bienenfeld?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So one thing that I know is that we have a love for music in this room, and I know that you have a love for music.
Yes.
And music can be very healing.
Absolutely.
So my question is, because I hear him playing over there.
Well, I'm playing.
What are you playing?
I'm playing one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Interesting.
And who is the artist?
Well, it's a possibility that it was George Harrison from the days of his, beginning of his spiritual journey.
I was amazed. The doctor, well, I don't want to, I have to say it.
Well, I just had a loose relationship
yes.
with George, which was becoming a little tighter as time progressed.
Yes. Still wonderful, just having met him, hung out with him, spoke with him.
Well, I had spoken, with him, and more so with Mukunda, his spiritual advisor and closest friend.
Amazing.
So, yeah, Mukunda actually lived in George's place, I'll say somewhere off of Australia,
okay.
because I don't want to identify it. So, and George,
that's so cool.
George was truly a spiritual person. He had no reservations, as does, as does Paul and Ringo. They also have a high spiritual enlightenment. John lived with Srila Prabhupada, which was the head of the old Hare Krishna philosophy.
Uh-huh.
He actually allowed him to live on his premises. And every now and then I'll bump into Yoko loosely, maybe at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or some other
amazing.
Issue like that.
That's so amazing to me.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful. Yeah, because just through the years,
uh-huh.
I've always loved George Harrison. My favorite Beatle, to begin with. And then just through the years in his solo records and efforts, just it's an amazing, heart-touching. I wanted to emulate
yes.
that thing
yep.
because he has something about him
mm-hmm.
that was just wonderful.
Well, he was a truly spiritual being, and he also realized the power of music, as do you.
Yeah.
So, and in the meditative world, there were studies done by the Maharishi, which showed that certain sounds elicit certain responses in your brain. So music is actually very, very healing.
Oh, yes.
So, and it focuses on certain parts of your brain and your body, so that if you hear a note, that note is resonating in a specific part of your body, and that's what we want to further enhance.
It's amazing.
Yeah, there's so much wisdom which is untapped at the current time. And it's
yes.
it's like 5,000 years of knowledge.
And people are not aware.
People are not aware of
yeah.
it. And people are extremely receptive, but they don't, they don't have access to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is increase that access.
That's great. Wow.
So are there...
The world needs this.
Yeah.
Clearly. I think Dr. Bienenfeld would agree with me. We have such a unique program in that our goal is driven towards the patient. So we're giving them every tool that's possible. We're not declining any tools. If they read it in a book and they say, well, why wasn't this tried? Well, in fact, we are trying that. Mm. You know, if it's a medication or if it's enlightenment or if it's music. But we get to the issues and we address them, you know. So we're not creating anything new in you. It's already in you. You just need to take it out of you and let it become the real you.
Well, that's terrific.
Right. It's almost like peeling that onion layer.
It is.
You know, and getting to the core and getting to know who you are spiritually.
Absolutely.
And then you can give back to the world once you get in touch with that.
Yeah.
So are you still on the line with us, Dr. Bienenfeld? He's so quiet, I can't tell if he's there.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm here. I'm in Provincetown, Massachusetts, watching the sunset and listening to Dr. Sawney's words of wisdom. Yes, I'm here.
In his field, he's used to listening.
Oh, this is true. Very funny. So,
no, he's remarkable. Dr. Bienenfeld is probably one of the most remarkable people that I've met, apart from yourself and Richie.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. So, Dr. Bienenfeld, in this whole line of the recovery spot and all, what do you offer in your particular field to somebody who would be walking in if they were walking in for addiction recovery, or is it different from addiction recovery to pain management to mental disorders? You know, how do you go about helping somebody when they come to you?
I mean, I think that's really where the rubber hits the road. It's a great question. Dr. Sawney addressed it to a certain extent, for sure. It all starts with a really good evaluation, right? Somebody comes in, and the first thing we got to figure out is, who is this person? What's going on? Because it's really, you know, look, the world of addiction treatment and pain management, too, for that matter. I'm sure Dr. Sawney would agree with this. I know he would. It's not one size fits all. And, right. You know, a lot of these programs and a lot of approaches are just, if you have an addiction, you come in through our doors, and we're going to apply our, you know, formula, and that's it. But what we really learned is that doesn't work very well for a lot of people.
Right.
And so our goal is to really take a look at the human being and sort of figure out, hey, what's going on? What's happening? Is this just addiction? Is it something to do with underlying secondary issues or primary issues, pain, other mental health issues? It's very rare that somebody has an advanced addictive disorder and they're not dealing with other things like anxiety, depression, OCD, bipolar disorder, phobias, things like that. PTSD is a big one, ADHD.
Right.
And, you know, the patients that Dr. Sawney and I treat, you know, before we got together, you know, I've sent many patients suffering from addiction to pain management specialists, mm-hmm. because those are issues that come up very commonly. In terms of our program, the goal is to identify what's going on and then implement the best possible treatment plan that we can. And, you know, for some people, that's going to be individual therapy, group therapy. We have a lot of cutting-edge pharmacological interventions, things that the research is just exploding about right now. Ketamine infusions, applications for medical marijuana, believe it or not, come into play here. All sorts of psychopharmacology and other novel pain interventions. So there's, you know, there's a lot to this. The music, I think, is a really interesting component because, like, yes. Dr. Sawney said, you know, it's really like a biological, psychological, social, spiritual model. And I'm a very strength-based practitioner. One thing to figure out what's wrong with people and get rid of it. It's another thing to figure out, well, what are their strengths? What do they do well? And how do we maximize that? So that's a big part of our approach, too.
That's fantastic. Like I said, it's a whole entire approach. It's not just one thing. Because I think that from what I hear with people that are in programs, any type of program, mm-hmm. they go to one meeting and that's all they hear about is, you know, the techniques about this for one meeting. And then they go back in week after week, maybe month after month, you know, depending how it goes, and they hear the same things.
It's a very, like, two-dimensional thing.
Right.
If that makes sense. And it's very on paper, but not, like Dr. Sawney said, it's already inside of you. For to mm-hmm. take it out of you, all everything is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the spiritual light is always inside of you. Sometimes it takes another medication to kind of get you through the harsher time in your life,
yes.
and we can provide that for you, and constantly we're assessing you and seeing maybe you need a probuprofen stick, which will stay in there for 6 months and keep you away from the drugs, and during that interim, we can provide you with the knowledge and the wisdom that you've been looking for.
Yes.
I think Dr. Bienenfeld and I have a good understanding of this,
oh, yes.
but, you know, the yoga masters and we're having a number of swamis come in and talking to us. So this is a very, very high-powered program for people who really want to enter into that realm of being, you know, totally spiritual and being able to move forward in your life. If you're in business, you know, if you work on Wall Street, if you're a musician, if you're a doctor, this is probably the place you should be. It's totally private. You know, it's almost secretive to a certain degree. We don't advertise it very much. And, you know, you get to where you need to be.
Yes, wow.
Well, part of it's funny that you just touched on advertising, because I'm very excited. You're calling your place now the Recovery Spot New York, right?
Yes, indeed.
And I know that you have a brand new commercial that just came out this week, I think, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
I did, and we would love to share that if we can on the air for you. Would you like that?
Oh, that was wonderful. I hope that everybody's listening kind of falls into this parameter.
You ready?
Yeah, so we're ready. We'd love to.
If addiction, pain disorders, and mental health issues control your life, and you are ready for change, Recovery Spot offers expert outpatient care for addiction, pain disorders, and mental health issues. We offer focused, high-quality treatment specifically designed for you. Recovery Spot, we offer new hope for those suffering from pain and addiction. www.recoveryspotny.com. We're located in New York City.
So that's one of our patients who was addicted to love and beauty. And
yeah, that's a great spot.
Yeah.
That is a great spot.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get the word out to people that we exist. And I think we're getting a good response from, you know, people inside of the industry who kind of look at us and say, wow, we didn't even know you could get a ketamine infusion or, you know, psychiatric input or probuprofen sticks, which stay in your body for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And get through withdrawal with such ease, and then have all of this spirituality and the 12 steps and everything that they're currently having, but now it's medically enhanced, it's psychologically, it's psychiatrically enhanced.
Right.
This is really, in my opinion, you know, having, you know, I'm now 162 years old, so, you know, it's really probably the most advanced or the most beautiful program that exists. Dr. Bienenfeld may or may not agree with me, but he's a wonderful person too, so I hope he agrees.
I agree.
You have a question?
No. I totally agree. I mean, it takes really all of those components together to make your recovery successful.
Yes.
People want, you know, we're a quick, you know, we want a quick fix for everything, and that's just not a quick fix problem. I mean,
you see it, and you see it until you understand it. And this seems like a great program to me. You know, you're right.
It's the hardest thing for someone new to recovery is getting through the withdrawal.
We can handle the withdrawal very easily because we do it chemically, psychologically, and then we give you the spiritual and the body.
Right.
You know, through the yoga and the meditation. It's really a brilliant program, you know. So, yeah, you don't have to make it work for you. We're going to make it work for you.
Right.
You know, we're going to be there for you. And, you know, if it's just getting through the hump or being there 2 years after, we're still there.
Right.
You know, and you can continue to going to the programs, you know, every week or three times a week or whatever you feel comfortable.
And it is. It's long-term support.
Absolutely.
For the most part. I mean, both of my daughters were addicted to, or two of my three daughters were addicted to heroin. Mm-hmm. They're both in recovery today. One 16 months, one like 26 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched them go through their recovery, you know, and it took a year before, you know, they could really even begin to be that person that you knew before, you know.
Right.
I mean, it took that much time, you know, from the surface back out again.
Oh, absolutely. And they're probably still not 100% where you'd like them to be.
Right. I still have, you know, looking at them with one eye open when they come in at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a natural
thing. You're a dad. You're always going to worry.
But, you know, we're there, you know, and psychologically and spiritually, we're there. We want people to get that, you know, to wear that white robe in their heart.
Right.
You know, to be that spiritual person in their heart. And once it's in your heart, then you can start feeling comfortable about who you are.
Yeah.
And then you find that you don't need to have the medications or the drugs around you because you're pretty comfortable in being yourself.
They're believing in themselves.
Yeah, I've watched this whole last batch of kids we had in recovery. You know, it's been about 3 years for them.
Oh, I agree.
You know, now they have productive jobs, relationships, they're having children, they're, you know, they're still giving back, but, you know, their lives just seem a lot more fuller now than...
Yeah, but it is a constant, you know, struggle for most people. They have to, you know, be totally focused, and you have to have something in your daily life that reminds you that you are, A, a good person,
right,
and B, you can go through recovery without any, you know, any dilemmas, any guilt, you know, it's just about you.
Right.
And that guilt and that, you know, the feeling of insecurity, that's what we try to take away
from
people.
Boy, and they come in, you know, that's heavy, boy, with somebody, you know, fresh into recovery.
Right.
They're
yep.
not feeling good about themselves,
yep.
about the people around
them. I'm sure there's a lot of guilt that goes with that, too. You know, their own personal guilt.
You know, it goes all the way around. There's guilt with them. There's guilt with their families.
Right.
They're, you know, what did I do wrong as a parent that made them, you know.
Oh, I see. So the guilt goes like
this. It goes through the whole gamut.
I mean, it's a full circle all the way around, you know.
You know, the way I tell people is, and it's written in the Bhagavad Gita, which is a 5,000-year-old text, it's a war. And, you know, in our philosophy, we say Krishna's in this war, and he's teaching Arjuna to fight the war against what you thought were your family and your friends.
Right.
And this war is always in place. It's always in front of you. And you need to realize that this is a war, and you can win this war, but it's your duty.
Right.
It's not something voluntary. It really is your duty to win that war. So whatever the war may be drugs, it may be alcohol, it may just be anxiety, but you still have to win that war. You can't give in to the other side. It is your duty.
Right.
It's not an option.
No.
You know.
Right.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it's a constant war.
I mean, it's the good angel, the bad angel on your shoulder talking to you constantly.
Yeah, I think it actually is more than that, because people who give in, like family members and friends, you think, okay, these guys are part of my family. Well, oftentimes your family is not the person that you want to work with. You want to work within yourself, your own beliefs. You know,
we don't promote family being anywhere near them when they're in recovery, especially fresh into recovery. I mean, they don't understand. I mean, they should be taking care of themselves while their loved one is, you know, seeking their, you know, recovery.
Well, the family has to modify their beliefs also. Otherwise, it's never going to really work 100%.
Right.
You know, everybody's got to understand, and you've got to be that Arjuna. You've got to be that Krishna. You've got to be that impetus of good. As you said, you know, bad guy and angel, you got to be that angel, and you've got to change your perspective.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, absolutely.
It's a work in progress for everybody that's involved.
Hey, I was an angry dad, man, in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, absolutely.
But then I sat down and educated myself and learned more. And,
and right,
education never stops, by the way.
Yeah. No, it does not.
And
5 years
really
later, I'm still learning every day.
The staggering statistics right now, you know, all over the country, but here right in New Jersey, you know, right where City of Angels is located, the heroin addiction especially, you know.
Actually, it's nationwide. I mean,
right.
It is a nationwide epidemic that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. It seems like it's getting worse before it's getting better, even due to all the efforts that are out there. So I'm actually sitting here smiling because I think what you're offering is very promising and could be the solution that moves us the other way from this epidemic. Instead of getting more and more, we could get less and less.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have to tell you, I have been to his facility several times now, and seeing it in person and taking in the entire facility of what they have to offer. Not only that, it's in a beautiful setting as well. It's in New York City. It's right next to Gramercy Park. Actually, you're in Gramercy Park, if I'm not mistaken.
We're one one, two blocks away from Gramercy.
Okay, so you're in Gramercy Park. So it's one of these things that I feel that if somebody was to go there, you know, it's a comfortable atmosphere. Right. It's not like you're walking into your, I'm sorry to say, your typical doctor's office where everybody just gets that like white coat, like, oh God, here it goes.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it.
But it's what he had said previous too. You know what I mean? It's not a cookie cutter thing.
Right.
And that's what most of these programs are. You know, they're detoxes. They'll take you into, you know, intensive IOP, you know, counseling. My daughter went to one of them. They were still using in the bathroom there. I mean.
Oh, very common. Very, very common. More common than people think. It's probably one out of every five people that are going to be affected in some way by some kind of substance abuse. So it's prevalent. But you're absolutely right. Many of these facilities, they're using it in the bathrooms or when they're going out. So we are fully aware of that, you know, and we provide them with all the things that will make them not want it.
Right.
So it might just be Suboxone, but we get them off the Suboxone within 30 days, and Dr. Bienenfeld will do Vivitrol, or Dr. Bienenfeld and I will put those sticks in and then further enhance their spirituality during the entire time. Right. And then if they need a life coach to be with them 24 hours a day, we can provide that for them also. But we're all about seeing that end result, you know, seeing that person become that person, not the person that sits underneath the table and is scared. And that was what really, you know, everybody gets scared. And when you get scared, you tend to say, okay, what can I do?
Hey, it's our nature, right, to be human. I mean, our human nature to be scared of something we're not.
Well,
sure.
If you are just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Health and Wellness Hour on cityofangelsradio.com. Our special guest this evening is Dr. Sawney, who has now started the Recovery Spot in New York City. And for those people listening right now, if they just wanted to go ahead and find you, how would they find you?
Well, they can go to recoveryspotny.com, and that will give you the whole, you know, litany of what we actually do. And it's probably going to shock you because you haven't seen a program like this, and I don't think there's another program that exists that's anywhere close to this.
I've not heard of this.
No. We get calls from doctors from Los Angeles saying, I need to send my patients in.
I bet.
And they run people by me over the weekends, and I tell them, if you want to send somebody in, that's perfectly fine, you know. We'll be happy to take care of them.
Wow. But don't you think this is kind of a new concept for a lot of doctors?
Absolutely.
On what to do, so you know they're going to reach out to someone who's specializing in that.
Well, that's what it is. It's about a lifestyle change because, as you know, I'm a holistic healthcare practitioner, and just what you're describing, it's like even though I do nutrition or I do massage, and somebody comes in for that, when they come for a nutritional consult, they think they're just going to get the calorie counts and I should eat this and I should eat that. But really, my questionnaire is designed to get to know the person and get to know what's in their mind, what makes them tick. You know, some people could be emotional eaters. Some people could just like to eat. Some people don't like to eat, you know, or the wrong things. And what I'm noticing, it's always a lifestyle change. It's changing everything, and you can't change everything overnight. You have to do it in stages. But see, I would tell somebody, like, if they were addicted to soda. I can't tell you how many people drink soda. It's just like, okay, let's change that one thing and maybe just do it. If they're 7 days a week, how about 6 days? Then 5 days? Then 4? Kind of wean yourself off of it and being a part of that healing process. And what you're describing here in your facility, you have the same exact approach, is that they can be coactive. They're just not walking into that paradigm.
Yep.
You know, you have to follow this step, you have to do this, you have to do this, but instead, help them evolve into the person they should be.
I mean, there is a certain type of realization. If you're drinking a soda, you know, why are you drinking that soda? It's the same thing as eating a piece of fish.
Exactly.
Why are you eating this animal?
Right. Mm.
You know, and this is exactly what happened to Paul McCartney, by the way. He was fishing with somebody, and he pulled out the fish, and he looked at this fish struggling to get air, and he said, wow, I don't want to be in this place. And he stopped eating meat as a result of that.
So I can see that.
Certain things will make you change the way
you get that moment when you get that
aha moment.
That aha moment.
Yeah. And it happens to all of us. We get a lot of aha moments, but do we build up on that?
Right.
You know, are we aware of our surroundings? Are we aware of what's going on and, you know, what effect we have in the universe? That's where it really comes into play. Can we have a dramatic effect on the universe? We're like that stone in the water. You know, you cast, you know, a spiritual wave, you know,
and
it can either be a very positive, yeah, absolutely. It can be very, very positive, or perhaps you're that stone that's just going to sink to the bottom. Well, we want to cast a really nice wave that's soothing and peaceful and encompasses the entire universe. That's who you and me and Richie and Jay and the entire, you know, everyone is there. And we all know it, but we don't know how to build up on it.
Right, and one thing I do want to bring up about Dr. Sawhney is when I was at your facility, you have different things to offer. Yes. And the one thing I want to bring to everybody's attention, we've mentioned him on the show before, actually several shows, about the Ayurvedic infusion teas that you offer, and you also offer them in your facility. Mm-hmm. And I really want to touch base. I mean, I know we're on the radio, but for people at home, when you watch the YouTube tomorrow, this is what they look like. And I would love to know what inspired you to create these teas and what people can expect from them. I mean, the design is beautiful, the marketing is beautiful, but I want to know what made you do a tea like this? What prompted you to do it? And then what are the effects that people drink it? What can they expect? And what flavors do you have to offer?
Yeah, well, what inspired me to do the teas was largely because my mother had developed Alzheimer's. And I was wondering, how are we going to reverse this Alzheimer's, or how are we going to prevent people from further developing Alzheimer's? So I looked at the Ayurvedic literature and what products would best suit people. Mm-hmm. So we came up with the turmeric and the brahmi. Turmeric is the anti-inflammatory, which still exists as the greatest anti-inflammatory in the world. Mm-hmm. Then we said, let's put hemp in it, because hemp is also as old as time.
Right.
And hemp contains what we call CBDs. And the CBDs have a calming effect. They're not made from, you know, a marijuana plant. They're made from a hemp plant. So they largely cause a calming effect. So once I had developed this turmeric and the brahmi drinks, which turmeric, as I said, is anti-inflammatory, brahmi enhances your brain and your awareness. And it actually can reverse some of your memory loss and basically balances out your body. So this is why I developed the drinks, was to see if my mom would respond. And yes, she did respond.
Oh, fantastic.
She got about 70% better. She remembers. She now knows who I am. She knows who my nieces are. She talks. This was somebody who was basically drooling and didn't know where they were.
Right.
And by using all of these techniques, you know, she's coming around. And she's getting better every day.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's beautiful.
That is amazing.
No, it's a wonderful thing to see and feel, you know.
And in my practice, I have to tell you, these flew off the shelf the first time that I had them. Now, I know that you have brahmi.
Yes.
Okay, you have the hemp.
We have the turmeric, and we have the hemp.
Okay.
So the turmeric is a lemonade, which is one of my all-time favorite drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And the turmeric is it's powerful. We have patients coming in who have arthritis, and they take the turmeric, and they live by this. We also have patients, by the way, who have seizures, and they take the any of these products, and it stops their seizures.
Now, is there a certain amount that you have to take?
Well,
or?
Each one of those bottles has two servings in it.
Okay.
So we tell people to cut the bottle in half and drink half at night.
Okay.
But if somebody has a seizure disorder, I'll have them drink it 2 to 3 times a day.
Gotcha.
And I've seen young men who've had seizure disorders 2-3 times a day completely stop their seizures.
Fantastic.
So, you know, it's much like Sanjay Gupta was saying on CNN, these products and really CBD can stop you, your mind, from having that hyperactivity. So forget about a seizure. Everybody's got some level of hyperactivity, some unwanted thoughts, and this kind of calms you down and brings you around.
But you know what I also do, because I do medical massage?
Yes,
so if I had a marathon massage day, I snuck in my refrigerator, grab one of these, and people are like, what are you doing? And I sip it through the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do have to tell you that you know, at first I was like, is this really going to help? But I have to tell you, by the end of that day, of that marathon day, I was not feeling, you know, the pain in the wrist, or just because you're working it all day long. And it really does work. And then you leave this open and the clients would start saying, what are you drinking? What are you drinking? And then it started, you know, a really good thing. And plus the flavors are delicious. They're really good. And
there's
really
raspberry,
refreshing.
You know, they're brilliant flavors. There's a lemonade. The strawberry, we also have the turmeric peach flavored. So, yeah.
That peach flavors.
Where are they available? How can you purchase these?
Well, they're available at Morton Williams, but more importantly is where you can call our offices and have them delivered, you know, to you. But they're in about 150 stores in Manhattan.
How do we get them here in New Jersey?
At Neo Zoe.
Yeah, New Jersey, of course, you know, we have a...
We have the exclusive dealership in Jersey.
You know, a different climate. Let's put it that way. So it's not as receptive to the, you know, Ayurvedic products or the CBD products.
I only ask because my mother-in-law is real. She's 93, God bless her.
Oh, she'd do and well. She'd do extremely well.
And, she, you know, she's still, you know, she's just losing it a little bit. And I think that could really help
her. Oh, the turmeric and the brummie would be brilliant.
Actually, I think it'd help me with my arthritis. And
we could sneak you some art.
Yeah, it's not a minor thing. It's actually a major difference that you can feel.
Yeah.
You could also go to drinkinfusiontea.com.
Okay.
Send us a message. We can probably get you some out.
Yeah, we can get you some, yeah.
Which is fantastic.
But you happen to know a couple good people, so we can get you a box.
But it's fantastic. So, like, you offer different things like this. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I really want to touch base on, because it is such a controversial subject.
Please.
And it hits close to home, even in my own family, okay? And that is, and I saw it on your website, is the medical marijuana.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And I want to touch base on it because I think there is like a stigma that people are saying, well, if you're in some type of addiction and recovery, you know, giving somebody medical marijuana is going to get them hooked. I don't believe in this. I don't do that. And I know in the cases within my family, it's more like they're putting it in coconut oil and put it on food because it's for a child.
Absolutely.
And they had epilepsy and their seizures cut down considerably.
Absolutely.
And watching that and how long it took to get approved for that was a crazy process. And what I want to know about the stigma about it is that I know in your facility you do use it.
Mm-hmm.
In which cases would you use it? Mm-hmm. And what successes have you seen with it?
Mm-hmm.
And because I understand people are more confused about it. They're more like, if you will, the Woodstock days. You know, let's get high off of this and the whole thing.
Well,
they don't realize the medical benefits.
But, you know, it's interesting because in New York City, now the number one reason for prescribing it, rather, is for pain.
Right.
And I had a patient come in today, and he said, you know, it's been 1 year since I've had to take ibuprofen. Because I've been taking
or opiates, he said.
Yeah, or opiates, yeah. And it's an incredible medication for pain, and that's what we utilize it for, PTSD.
They've done studies on this.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
There's literature that is very clear that in states where medical marijuana is legalized, opioid-related overdose deaths are down by, like, 15 to 20%.
Hmm.
And that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Because opiates are another big reason that people become addicts, and they don't mean to be. They had an injury. They did something.
Absolutely. That's a sneaky drug, isn't it? I mean, an innocent back injury or sprain or a break, taking an opiate can turn, then you get hooked on it, right? Well, it doesn't take very long either.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to become hooked on an opiate. And Dr. Bienenfeld, I know how to get you off of the opiates. Once we get you off the opiates, if you're a candidate, we probably will put you on medical marijuana if it's pain related or PTSD or there's some other issues that are playing into your being where you're at. But it's, as Dr. Bienenfeld pointed out, it's probably the drug of choice for people who have an addictive disorder, a substance abuse disorder.
Yes.
And, you know, it goes beyond that also. You know, some people, in fact, having been in that rock and roll world, a lot of my colleagues would use it on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know,
and it stopped them from using cocaine. It stopped them from using other drugs. You know, I personally, I don't, you know, I don't drink and I don't use cocaine because I don't play guitar like, you know, Eric Clapton. But, you know, and nor does he. But... you know.
I think over the years, the stigma of marijuana being referred to as a stepping stone drug have sort of diminished. I think more of a legal high, such as alcohol, is probably more of a stepping stone than marijuana.
I agree.
You don't see someone, to use the term, smoking a joint, mugging an old lady.
Yeah. Well, not only that, Jay, but the fact of the matter is, if I could get back all of my heroin addicts who died from heroin overdoses, and they were just pot smokers, I'd be okay with that. As an addiction psychiatrist, I'm fine with that. But that's, not everybody is.
You know, we get a lot of parents who lost their children, to this disease, and every one of them is going to tell you that marijuana was their stepping stone for their child. Every one of them.
But it's not good for kids.
It's not good at all for children. As you get older, it comes more into play that, if you're an older person and you're using opiates because you started with your backache, that's the person who's really a better candidate.
And these are kids that were early teens, 14, 15, 13, even
younger. A
lot of these
children really suffer from insecurity. And that's probably where you really have to focus. You have to get them over that hump, mm-hmm. get them through the ketamine, Suboxone, Vivitrol, Probuphine. Make sure that they don't have that addictive, propensity, and then focus on what's really going on. In children, it's a different thing than as in people who are over 40 years of age or 30 years of age.
Right.
Children really suffer from psychiatric disorders, too. And all of this has to be addressed, But, this is where
they've also shown that when young teenagers, and really anyone under 22, 25 years old, when they start smoking pot heavily, it actually can shave off IQ points in youngsters.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you should let your brain develop first before you go and use marijuana.
Yeah. So in those cases, we give people these CBD drinks and the Brummy and the turmeric.
Right.
So it's an alternative. They can get through their, their disorders, and they have something to lean on, but it's not going to affect them in a negative way. Mm-hmm. So, we're looking at everybody based on who they are, what age they are, what mental acuity they are. We'd like everybody to be brilliant, and I really do think everybody is brilliant. We just need to have the opportunity to develop that brain acuity.
I agree. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is City of Angels Health and Wellness Hour with your host, Marian Costello. We have our musical director, Rich Shalanda.
Hello.
Our engineer, Art Ackerman.
Good evening.
We also have our special guest, Dr. Sawney, who's in person. We have Dr. Scott Bainenfield, who's actually on the phone. And we have Jay Petzko, who's actually really here live in person.
For color commentary.
So I think... Thank you
all. The voice of Jay Petzko.
Absolutely. And what I think you have, for lack of a better expression, a home run here, for people with addiction and recovery. And
absolutely.
I really would hope that, everyone who is with City of Angels can be able to incorporate your facility. I know I'm a big fan of your facility.
Oh,
talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. My practice is in here in New Jersey, but, maybe a second office there in New York, we don't know. But you have a lot to offer, and I think that what I like is you have different options to offer depending on the age of the person or what's going on with them, because not everybody does. So to have that, it's almost like a one-stop shop, so to speak, mm-hmm. for everything that you have. So if you are listening, please, check out your website, which is
recoveryspotny.com. And that'll give you the entire menu of what we actually do. And it'll show you a bit of the spirituality about it. And as I said, it's really catered to every individual. This is not one size fits all, as Dr. Bienenfeld was saying. It's, every patient is special to us. They're not patients, they're people.
Absolutely.
And it's not an addiction, it's a substance abuse. So let's get rid of the stigmas, let's get rid of the negativity, and turn everything into a nice positive spin.
And plus, people have to want to get help, Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes, hi, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you were gonna say something.
Oh, two things. You hit on it before. A lot of this is about lifestyle change, and that's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. I think a lot of people have the expectation engineer also said it. It takes time. I mean, this is not an overnight process. That's number one. And just the other thing I wanted to say was that, you know, if you look at almost, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of addiction treatment programs and pain management programs and things like that across the country, call them up and ask them, who are they owned and operated by? We are one of the few, if any, programs that are owned, operated, and managed by licensed board-certified physicians. This is an industry that's been overrun by non-medical professionals. And some of the programs are very good. I'm not knocking them.
Right.
But the fact is that 40 to 50 people are dying a day of drug overdoses. What the existing technology for this is not working. We know this. The opioid crisis is a disaster. And, you know, my opinion is that it's time for medicine to really step in and take a front row seat here, along with all the spirituality and lifestyle things as well. This is all, it all works together. But I think that the fact that it's medically owned and operated is critical.
Absolutely. Does it by donation, because all of the proceeds go to the families that need the help. And what we are looking for is, if you are interested in becoming a vendor at the event, I still believe that you could still do that, correct, Art?
Correct.
Okay, that's still available. And it's an event that has 600 to 800 people or possibly more. Also, if you'd like to sponsor the event, you could also go to the website, which I'll give you momentarily, to go ahead and sponsor. And this year, we're very proud to say, except my other host is not here to let you know, is that we will have a meet and greet with the host of health and wellness. It would be myself, Marianne Costello, and Danny Coleman. And we'll also have some of the other shows that are featured as well, Living Clean and Sober.
Yep. And Kathy and Bill's family
and
is going to recover.
Everyone's going to be there. That's
everyone
good.
Will be there. So you can
I've been recruiting.
Nice. Angels Recovery Radio shows. And we will have musical entertainment that I'm very proud to say our musical director, Rich Shalanda, and Flying Dreams. I'm so excited. We'll be there playing live.
That's going to be a great show. It's a morning show.
That it is.
It's going to be a great show, and we're all pumped up to debut our single, Disconnected. New video that Jay Petsko just did is almost going kind of viral. It's getting a lot of views, and we're very proud of that. So we'll be doing that song and debuting the record there, and we're really honored to be there. Art, thanks for inviting us.
Thank you. And you can also view the video from walkwiththeangels.com. Yep. On that, it's also on that page. We embedded it there.
Oh, great.
And that website to be a sponsor, a vendor.
Right. If you want to be a sponsor or a vendor, sponsorship, I need your logo by tomorrow at 5 o'clock. To make sure that it makes it to the shirt. But as far as vendor information goes, it's open to everyone. There's no charge for it. We invite everyone, you know what I mean, in the recovery community or any to join us. There's no charge. Donations are always welcome.
Absolutely. And you can find this information at www.walkwiththeangels.com. And while you're there, as we're bringing awareness to the brown and white movement, which we'll get into at another time, but also if you scroll down, you will see the Disconnected video starring Rich Shalanda and Flying Dreams there. So take a look at that. Familiarize
yourself.
Thank you, Jay
Petsko, for the beautiful filming.
Because everybody in their life needs to disconnect some way, somehow.
It's
and
appropriate.
That's the message.
And being that you said the magic word's free, I believe I'll come over and bring some recovery spot paraphernalia to hand out.
Oh, that's absolutely great. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. And the video actually kind of reincarnates our philosophy. It's actually done in our facility.
It is.
It was done in our facility.
So it actually speaks to exactly how we proceed with what we're doing.
That's true.
Absolutely. And while you're at this event and you're doing the meet and greet, Flying Dreams will also, as we've already shown you before, have their album there. The Meditation Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life. Rich Shalanda wrote all of the musical compositions.
He did?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. And I believe in meditation. Like, so you're hitting really a good, you know, chord with me.
Well, it's interesting with that, just to say one thing, is that, to your point, every chakra has a color.
Oh, absolutely.
And a musical, and a key. A musical key.
Yes.
An ancient mode or a musical key. And that came not great, Marianne.
Well, it did end Jay Petsko again, photography and for all the graphics and the fine work. Jay is just a man of
all
trades.
Yeah, he's pretty brilliant, isn't he?
He really is. And then the book that I co-wrote with Jack Canfield, yes. Road to Success, and it's about believing in yourself. So again, I think that
that's the name of your chapter.
Absolutely, because I learned, you know, unfortunately, I just, you know, did things too much. Mm-hmm. Just never slept. Said, oh, I'll get to it. I was invincible. Well, it turned out I wasn't so invincible as you get older. Mm-hmm. And when I had gotten really sick, I was just sitting there saying, wow, I need to change some things. And it was a process to realize that when you have the right mindset and you are enlightened, as you put it, mm-hmm. it's amazing how your mind can literally start to heal your own body and the steps that you take and the lifestyle change. And I actually live that. So now I'm really, it's a heartfelt thing for me to go out and be able to talk to people and give talks about it and how I did it and share my thing and how to help other people. And that's exactly what you're doing here for so many people. Your facility is terrific. And I really just would love and invite you to the event on September 9th because I think that you add a lot of value to this organization, but to many other people, and hope. And like I said, it's been in my family personally, you know, several times, and watching the families go through it, not just the person, you know, what I don't even want to say a victim of it, but they have to have an awareness that there is a problem. And even though there's some intervention, you know, and family intervention and things like that, the family also has to readjust, just like you said. And I think that was an important thing that you touched on.
And hope is an operative word because it's almost... they make in the recovery spot almost makes you feel welcome.
It is a welcome.
Let us help you.
It's extremely welcome, yeah.
It has to be that way. It has to be. Recovery is hard, and it cannot be austerity. If people feel that they're suffering, they just won't do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, you walk in, sometimes you hear music, you have the candies out, I've seen that. You know, and it's very comforting when you walk in. It doesn't have that stifling effect of, you know, a doctor's facility. I don't know how to put that. Like, if you've gone to psychiatric places where people go to get help and they walk in, it's very sterile. I don't know how to use that word, but like, and to me, I feel like if people walk in and they can let their guard down and say, you know what,
Absolutely.
This is a safe place.
Safe
I am safe here.
Mm-hmm.
I can heal here, and that's what you have to offer.
Yeah, you can talk and you can feel as though you're coming to a spiritual place. You walk into the meditation room, the yoga room, you'll feel that spirituality instantly, you know. And for select people, we also have, you know, my home, which we're going to be opening up sooner or later, which is really a spiritual grounds. It's about 6 acres with koi ponds.
Wow.
And as you know, a giant Mahavira as you walk in. I think you heard Krishna Das perform there.
Yes, they did.
And we always are running spiritual programs there. We have swamis coming every month and go over the spirituality. So, yeah, there's a lot of goodness, you know.
So if you had anybody who would want to come and visit your facility before they started to
Absolutely.
Use it, would you have that information on your website? Or
it's
if you had
website,
like an open house type of date?
Right. We are going to have an open house, but it's going to be a Vedic open house, so people know. So we're actually going to do a havan with spiritual cleansing. And, you know, of course, you both are not welcome. You have to be there.
Thank you.
And Art also, please. But yeah, we're doing things the appropriate spiritual way. There's no gimmicky Mickey Mouse, you know, not to be little Mickey Mouse. But, you know, needless to say, I mean, we're trying to make it as spiritual and truly spiritual as we possibly can.
Right.
But, you know, as Dr. Bienenfeld said, we're board-certified psychiatrists, board-certified anesthesiologists, board-certified pain management doctors, certified coaches. Everybody has the highest credentials
yes.
in the country, and that's because we are goal-oriented. We're not about taking 40 or 50 people and putting them on a farm and, you know, making them change
right.
in our image. We're there to make them change in their image.
And at their time.
At their time,
yep.
yes.
Yeah,
everybody
that's
has
right.
a different pace.
Wow.
Time.
Yeah, well, you know, beautiful. Is this a beautiful thing?
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about this whole recovery thing is that once you start to enter that spiritual realm, you want to share it with other people.
Yes.
And I think that's part of the process, is the ability to enhance other people's lifestyle, and we're looking in. Yeah. You know, we're making sure that you're on the right path. You've got the yoga. You've got the psychiatrist. You've got the pain doctor. We're not going to let you fall. And if you fall, you know, we're going to have a sense of why you're falling. We're going to be there to catch you. We may not be able to catch everyone, but I guarantee we're going to be able to catch a lot more than are falling through the cracks right now.
Your facility has the one vitamin that it needs, vitamin L for love.
Absolutely.
That's what you have for everybody.
What do you think, Art?
Well,
pretty amazing.
I think I want to know more.
Yeah. That's great. Well, if you do want to know more,
absolutely.
Please give your information again.
Yeah. RecoverySpotNY.com. And it's, I think anybody can go to it right now, and you'll have
it's a beautiful
right
website. It's all laid out beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, it's a truth.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, we are about the truth.
Yes.
You know, we're not about people thinking that they can get better by words. We're about getting them over the initial hump, as I said, you know, the initial withdrawal period, that we can sail you through that. And then we can give you that insight, that peace. And if you need to have total privacy, we'll give you a life, you know, a coach that'll go home with you, that'll stay with you. So what we offer is something beyond the ordinary.
Oh, yes.
And then we put you in your own setting. We don't put you on a camp. We put you in a spiritual setting, and you go home every single day and come back in the morning, but you're not displaced. You don't feel as though you're an outcast of society.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
fantastic.
You're part of society this entire time, which is, I got to tell you, that makes all the difference in the world to people.
It absolutely does. I mean, that's a lot. You know, these kids go into these facilities and, you know, they feel very clinical.
They exchange drug stories, and that's not what you want to do.
It's not a one-size-fits-all disease, unfortunately.
No.
You know, and a lot of times they're putting them into therapy in groups, you know.
Absolutely. And I can't believe that this hour has passed so fast tonight. It's been absolutely fascinating speaking to you. Our next show will be on Wednesday, September 20th. That will be the next Health and Wellness Hour. Hopefully we could find Danny Coleman and locate him as well. But I think you've been a fantastic guest. I applaud for what you, Dr. Bienfeld, what you're also doing in the facility. I applaud everybody. I invite them to see that. If anybody should have any questions or just want to reach out to me, and I'm on the City of Angels Recovery Radio website.
Yep.
If you have any questions for Dr. Sawney or anything like that and find difficulty, you could also contact me as well, and I'll be happy to contact Dr. Sawney for you. So until next time, thank you so much for listening. It'll be on YouTube tomorrow for the replay, and thank you so much again.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Rich.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Art.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
If addiction, pain disorders, and mental health issues control your life, and you are ready for change, Recovery Spot offers expert outpatient care for addiction, pain disorders, and mental health issues. We offer focused, high-quality treatment specifically designed for you. Recovery Spot, we offer new hope for those suffering from pain and addiction. www.recoveryspotny.com. We're located in New York City.